Arkansas ranchers are celebrating the end of the ban on U.S. beef sales in China, 14 long years after a case of mad cow disease caused the single most damaging incident in the industry's history. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports that though the Arkansas beef industry might not be what its neighbors Texas and Oklahoma can boast, China's decision has Arkansas cowboys galloping in high cotton.
On a cattle ranch on County Road 766 in Jonesboro, the herd recognizes a rancher and lets him know they're hungry. Nearby, a calf born just 3 days earlier prances and plays in a field. There's a dent in the fence from that time a large bull charged it to get to a cow in heat. Rancher Eric Grant loves that it's not a regular office job.
But then there's times where you question your sanity if they get out and, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and you get a call where your cows are out on Highway 766, you need to come put them up, you know. So it has its advantages and disadvantages.
Arkansas is not the top beef state. That title clearly belongs to Texas. Oklahoma is fifth. But experts say Arkansas is well above average for beef production. It's 12th for beef cows and 17th for overall cattle inventory. Travis Justice, an economist with the Arkansas Farm Bureau, says the state's strength lies in cow-calf production.
Because of our vast areas of forage and grasslands, we can, you know, with our climate and our rainfall, we can grow grass. And the beef animal spends 3/4 of its life grazing.
It's been almost 14 years since a single case of mad cow disease, which those in the industry prefer to call bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, ended China's willingness to buy American beef.
It was a devastating blow to U.S. ranchers. It was a devastating blow to the U.S. beef business in general.
Animal sciences professor David Newman at Arkansas State University says ranchers would need to eliminate certain growth hormones and feed additives to be eligible to sell to China. But any extra work or startup costs may be well worth it.
You know, if you look at this slow, and it's a slow transition back into the Chinese market, but it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. beef producers to be able to get that kind of market back.
According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, three of the biggest importers of U.S. beef last year were in Asia.
When you look at the Chinese market, that's 1.4 billion people with a middle class that's larger than the entire U.S. population. And so we would be crazy not to try to go after those consumers.
Kent Backus, Director of International Trade and Market Access for the Association, says China has been importing record amounts of beef in recent years from countries such as Australia and Brazil.
A lot of that has to do because of the growth in that middle class and people switching their diets to include more protein. Poultry and pork already have a big presence there, but beef is the new item, and beef's kind of the hot ticket. It's kind of a status symbol over there.
The beef market reopened this summer following a two-day summit between President Trump and China's president on trade and other issues. Joe Sheely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the reopening will have a spillover effect.
Whenever we have Asian markets that are all performing well, that tends to drive up the price we receive here in the U.S. for cuts that are very popular in Asia, like short ribs and short plate and chuck rolls. Those are cuts that tend to command a premium in Asia.
The new old market may raise prices for Arkansas beef producers, whether or not they end up selling to China. Back on the ranch, Eric chains the gates so the cows don't get out, like they did that one time.
They were all out here on this road. The Craigie County Sheriff called and said, your cows are out. That ain't a good thing at 6 in the morning. It's not the way to start your day.
Arkansas has more than 25,000 farms with cattle, and the herds vary greatly in size. Cattle are the fourth biggest ag export in our state, behind rice, poultry, and soybeans. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.